أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. يس. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We finished issue number 605 and today with inshallah with issue number 606, and still we are with the Salatil Mayyit, the prayers of the dead. Okay, within issue number 606, the person offering Salatil Mayyit, the person offering Salatil Mayyit. Yes, there we go. This is the question. Since I'm following Sayyid Sadiq al-Shirazi as a merger, is difference in the Risale Amaliyya, or it is the same rules as Sayyid Sistani? Okay. First of all, daughter Zahra servant, put in your mind, they are ulama. Both of them, Sayyid Sistani and Sayyid Sadiq al-Shirazi, both of them, they are ulama. Okay, this is one thing. Another thing, there is any difference in Risala Amali? Yes, there are many differences in Risala Amali. Okay, and you have to go back over each issue and to find what is the difference. What is the difference? Okay, because they are ulama and each one has his own basis that he built his fatwa, his verdict on these bases. Maybe these bases are different from the other alim. For that, we found the differences. This is one thing. Another thing, maybe this alim, he find this riwayah, this tale from Ahlul Bayt, it is a good riwayah and it is a strong riwayah, because the people who is narrating this riwayah, they are trustful people. Okay, while the other alim, he found one of these people, the narrators, one of them, he doesn't trust him, because there are reasons to trust or not trust this narrator. Maybe because of his history, maybe because he is Nasabi, maybe because he is Shi'i, but Shi'i not trusty, and so on. There are many things. Okay, so the difference is depends on the alim himself and what he believes and what he take in his consideration or not. Yes. Okay. And if you came from the beginning, I think you have a book. I think that you told me your father gave you this book. If you tell me that your father give you this book. If you have a book, daughter, if you have a book, you go to the first issue, the first issue of the book, and also go to issue number two, first and second issues from this book. Okay, you need to go over these two issues and to read them accurately and easily, and to check each word in these issues. And if you have any question, okay, issue number 606, the person offering Salatil Mayyid should not be distant from the dead body. It means that the person who is offering the Salatil Mayyid, he should be close, very close to the dead body. However, if he is praying in congregation, then there is no harm in his being distant from the dead body in the rows which are connected to each other. But if he is praying in what? In congregation. If he prays or if he is praying in congregation, okay, and he is away from the dead body, that means doesn't matter. But if he is praying alone by himself, okay, with a group of Muslims, that means this doesn't matter if he is away from him. Okay. Issue number 607. In Salatil Mayyit, one who offers prayers. So, in Salatil Mayyit, one who offers prayers should stand in such a way that the dead body is in front of him. It means the dead body should be in front of the person who is offering or performing what? Salatil Mayyit. Except if the salat is prayed in jama'ah and the lines extended beyond one both sides, beyond on both sides, then praying away from the dead body will not be objectionable. It means if we pray in jama'ah on that dead person, so it doesn't matter because of jama'ah, so both sides will be extended, okay, for long distance. It doesn't matter that the mayyit will be in the middle, close to the imam of jama'ah. Okay, now issue number 608. As a precaution, there should be no curtain or wall or any other obstruction between the dead body and the person offering Salatil Mayyit. It means when you offer Salatil Mayyit, there shouldn't be any obstruction between you and the dead body. However, there is no harm if the dead body is in a coffin. However, there is no harm if the dead body is in a coffin or in any other similar thing. Yes, as usual, that the dead body, we put it in a coffin, okay, or in a box. So it doesn't matter that. That doesn't matter. Okay, but to put a curtain or to pray behind wall and the dead body behind that wall, that will be not acceptable. That would be not acceptable. Yes. Issue number 609. The private parts of the dead body should be concealed when Salat al-Mayt is being offered. You see, the private parts of the dead body should be concealed when Salat al-Mayt is being offered. Actually, it is not only in Salat al-Mayt to conceal the private parts, but even during ghusl, even during tashyi', even during putting the dead body before we buried it. Okay, so in this case we have to conceal the private parts of the dead body. And if it was not possible to give kafan, if it was not possible to give kafan, even then at least its private parts should be covered with a board or a brick or any similar thing. You see, if it is impossible to offer kafan, okay, so in this case we have to do what? We have to conceal or to cover the private parts with anything, just like board, brick, some clay, even anything from the trees, wood, okay, to cover the private part, leaves of the trees, anything. Yes. Issue number 610. A person should be standing while offering Salat al-Mayyit. A person should be standing while offering Salat al-Mayyit and should offer it with the niyyah of qurbah. Okay, when he offer the prayer, he should offer it with niyyat al-qurbah. Specify, yes, specifying the dead body, the dead person for whom he is praying, and to mention whom he is praying. Maybe there are more than one dead person. Okay, more than one dead body. So you have to specify. For example, he should make this intention thus: I am offering Salat for this dead person in compliance with the pleasure of Allah. Not to say this, but to mention it inside his heart. Okay? Issue number 611. If there is no one who is capable of praying Salat al-Mayyit, while standing, then it can be offered while sitting. So, if there is no one who is offering Salat al-Mayyit while he is standing, and only we have a person, but he can offer Salat al-Mayyit while he is sitting, so we have no other choice, so we let him to pray with this situation while sitting. Okay. Issue number 612. If the deceased had made a well, that a particular person should lead the prayers for him. The recommended precaution is that such a person should take permission from the guardian of the dead person. Yes, even if the dead person, he make a will that, for example, Mr. X, he will pray or lead prayers on me, on my dead body. Okay, for this X person, he has a recommended precaution to take permission from the guardian of the dead person. Yes. Issue number 613. It is makruh to repeat Salat al-Mayyit a number of times. So if he is a normal person, it is makruh to repeat what? To repeat Salat al-Mayyit, unless the dead person was an alim and pious. Alim and pious one, in which case it is not makruh. So if this dead person, he was alim and pious, okay, and pious one, not any alim but pious one, in this case it is allowable to repeat Salat al-Mayyit. Okay, so it is not makruh. Yes. Issue number 614. If a dead body, actually, when he dies, we cannot call him person. If a dead body is buried without Salat al-Mayyit, yes, they buried it without Salat al-Mayyit, either intentionally or forgetfully. Maybe someone, he said, I don't want anybody to pray on my father. I want to bury him without prayers. That's it. Okay? He intended that. He meant that. Deliberately, he buried his dead body of his father without prayers. Or maybe they forgot to pray on this dead body on account of an excuse, or if it transpires after its burial that the prayers offered for it was void, or it transpires that the prayers were invalid. Yes, it will not be permissible to up the grave for praying Salat al-Mayyit. So it is not an excuse to dig up the grave and to take out the body. There is no objection to praying with the niyat of Raja by the grave site. So to go by the side of the grave and to pray Salat al-Mayyit with niyat of Raja. If one feels that the decay has not yet taken place, for example, one day or 2 days, absolutely the body hasn't decayed yet. Okay, for that to pray beside the grave with the niyyah of Raja. Of Raja, it means may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this prayer for Salat al-Mayyit. Okay, now we came to a new topic Method of a prayer on dead body. Issue number 615. 615. There are five takbirs. There are five takbirs saying Allahu Akbar in Salat al-Mayyit. How to pray for Salat al-Mayyit? How to make Salat al-Mayyit in details? In Salat al-Mayyit, there are five takbirs, five times to say Allahu Akbar. And it is sufficient for a person recites those five takbirs in the following order. So, five times to say or to recite the what takbirs, Allahu Akbar. After making niyyah to offer the prayers and pronouncing the first takbir, he should say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasuluhu. This is the first takbir. After the first takbir, you should say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasuluhu. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is Allah's messenger. Yes. Okay. After the second takbir, it means say Allahu Akbar. He should say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. O Lord, peace and blessing upon Muhammad and his progeny. Definitely not only this, كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. هذه العبارة, this text is not written here, but it should be. Okay, after the third takbir he should say, اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. O Lord, forgive all believers. Forgive all believers. Okay, after the third takbir, he should say, اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. O Lord, forgive all believers, men as well as women. After the fourth takbir, after saying Allahu Akbar for the fourth time, he should say Allahumma aghfir li hadha al-mayyit. Allahumma aghfir li hadha al-mayyit. O Lord, forgive this dead body. In Arabic it should say Allahumma aghfir li hadha al-musajja amamana. Allahumma aghfir li hadha al-musajja amamana. O Lord, forgive this dead body. If the dead person is a woman, he should say Allahumma aghfir li hadhihi al-mayyita. Thereafter he should pronounce the fifth takbir. Then he should say the fifth takbir. Okay, it is however better that he should pronounce the following supplications after takbirs respectively. These are of needs good translation. Yes, absolutely. But these are, Mr. Ali, Sayyid Ali, these are the obligatory. Now we will say they are recommended. They will say it. He will say it. Okay. After the first takbir, Ashhadu an la ilaha, definitely say Allahu Akbar. Then he will say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu arsalahu bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhiran bayna yaday as-sa'a. You see, these are the additions that I referred before a while. These are the additions. These are recommended. Okay, Sayyid Haida. After the second takbir, Allahu Akbar. Yes. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa arham Muhammadan wa ali Muhammad ka afdal ma sallayta wa barakta wa tarahhamta ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid wa salli Allahumma Yes. وصلي اللهم جميع على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والصديقين وجميع عباده الصالحين. Okay. شوف. These are the additions. After the third تكبيرة. After saying Allahu Akbar for the third time, yes. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibul da'awat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Yes. If it could be in Arabic, so it must. If you know Arabic, or there is somebody who knows Arabic, so it must. Because it is Salah. It is Salah. Okay? Yes. But if there isn't any Arabic tongue or any Arabic, somebody can say it in Arabic, so they can say it in any other language, possible language. Yes. After the fourth takbira, Allahumma inna hadha abduka wabnu abdika wabnu amatika نزل بك وأنت خير منزول به اللهم إنا لا نعلم منه إلا خيرا look إنا لا نعلم منه إلا خيرا at the time of the prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله when one of the hypocrite people they die and they ask the prophet Definitely Allah prevents the Prophet from praying on the hypocrite people. Okay? But if it is to pray, he has to pray on this dead person, instead of saying, Inna la na'lam minhu illa khayra, he will say, Inna la na'lamu minhu khayra. Inna la na'lamu minhu khayra. We don't know anything good from him. Instead of saying, we don't know anything bad from him. Okay? Yes. Allahumma inna la na'lamu minhu illa khayra wa anta a'lamu bihi minna. Allahumma in kana muhsinan fazid fi ihsanih wa in kana musi'an fatajawaz anhu. واغفر له اللهم أهل اللهم يس اللهم اجعله عندك في عليين واخلف على أهله في الغابرين وارحمهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Okay. Now, if the dead body is that of a woman, if the dead body is that of a woman, he should say, Allahumma inna hadhihi amatuka wabnatu abdika wabnatu amatika nazalat bika wa anta khayru manzulin bihi. Allahumma inna la na'lamu minha illa khayra wa anta a'lamu biha minna. Allahumma in kanat محسنة فزد في إحسانها، وإن كانت مسيئة فتجاوز عنها واغفر لها، اللهم اجعلها عندك في عليين، واخلف على أهلها في الغابرين، وارحمها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Thereafter, he should pronounce the fifth takbira. Thereafter, he should pronounce what? The fifth takbira. Yes. Issue number 616. Yes. Issue number 616. A person offering prayers for the dead body should recite takbiras and supplication in a sequence so that Salat Mayyit does not lose its form. Salat Mayyit does not what lost lose its form. Yes. Issue number 617. A person who joins Salat al-Mayyit. A person who joins Salat al-Mayyit to follow an imam should recite all the takbirs and supplications. He should recite all the supplications and yes, and takbirs. Yes. Now we came to recommended acts of prayers on the dead body. Yes. Issue number 618. The following acts are mustahab in the prayers for the dead body. The following acts for mustahab in the prayers for the dead body. A person who offers prayers for the dead body should have had ghusl or performed wudu or tayammum. Maybe somebody will ask, before we didn't ask for what? For yes, for I see. We didn't ask for wudu, ablution, or tayammum. Here it is recommended. Don't forget. You see, these are recommended acts. So a person who offers prayers for the dead body should have had ghusl or performed wudu or tayammum, and the precaution is that he should perform tayammum only when it is not possible to do ghusl or wudu, or if he fears that if he goes for ghusl or wudu, it will not be possible for him to participate in the prayer. Okay? Yes. If the dead body is that of a male, the imam or person who is offering the prayers alone should stand at the center of its height, at the center of the dead body. Okay? That is the middle part of the dead body. And if the dead body is that of a female, he should stand at the chest of the dead body. So if he is a male, so the prayer should stand in the middle of its body. If the dead body is a female, he should stand what? He should stand at the chest of its body. Yes. To pray barefooted. To pray barefooted without wearing slippers or something like that. Yes. To raise one's hands up to the airs while pronouncing every takbir. To raise one's hands up to the airs while pronouncing every takbir. Yes. Okay. To raise one's hands up to the airs while pronouncing every takbir. Yes. The distance between the person offering prayers and the dead body should be so short. The distance between the prayer and the dead body should be so short that when the wind blows, the dress of the person offering the prayers would touch the coffin. Would touch the coffin. To pray in congregation. To pray in congregation, the imam to recite the takbirs and supplications loudly, and those offering the prayers with him to recite them in a low voice. So the imam to recite the supplications with a high voice, while the other prayers, they should say it in low voice. If there is only person joining the Salat Mayyit being offered in Jama'ah, he would stand behind the Imam. He would stand behind the Imam. One who offers the prayers should earnestly, yes, one who offers the prayers should earnestly and persistently pray for the dead as well as for all the believers, both of them. Before the commencement of the congregational prayer, it means before the start praying together in a company for the dead body, one should say as-salat, as-salat, as-salat three times, okay, to announce the prayer. Be offered at a place where people often go for Salat al-Mayyit. So the prayer should be in a place where people always go to offer Salat al-Mayyit. If a ha'id woman in her menses participates in the congregational prayers for a dead person, she should stand alone and should not join the lines. She should stand alone and not to join the lines. Issue number 619. It is makruh to perform prayers for dead bodies. It is makruh to perform prayers for dead bodies in masjid, except in Masjid al-Haram. Rules about the burial of dead body, that will come tomorrow, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahreen.